Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 30th, 2023. Blitz of Kabbalah Tips, August 3rd, 2023. Question: is the desire to receive approval and recognition egoism? Answer: it is not really egoism. Such a desire can be manifested in the best sense of the word when a person invents something, when he tries to do something in order to do good to people, and he needs support. Question: what advice would you give to a person who has no real friends, but would like to find them? Answer: he has to change. It is not easy. He must clearly understand why he needs this, whether he needs these people, what he would like to connect with them for, what he could give them, and so on. Question: what do you think about meditation? Answer: I do not know, I have never practiced it. I think there are people who need it, they want it. But personally, I do not see myself practicing meditation. Question: what was the happiest moment in your life? Answer: I think the happiest moment in my life was the day I found my teacher. I had been looking for him for several years, traveled to a lot of people, and asked them, but I did not get an answer. And suddenly, by chance, I found a teacher. Question: if we influence other people with our thoughts, what should we think about every moment? Answer: so that this moment does not pass in vain. So that during this moment you have a contact between you and the Creator, and you understand what you want from this contact. From Cab TV's Kabbalah in the Modern Turbulent World, August 3, 2023. Once again about children. Question: how can we reveal the uniqueness of a child? Answer: I think that as much time as possible should be devoted to self-education. Question: is it necessary to bring up a boy in accordance with Men Do Not Cry? Answer: I think that in general this is true, but, on the other hand, it depends on what the price is. Question: does it matter how a child is named? Answer: in general, no. But I would recommend consulting respected people. From Cab TV's Kabbalah in the Modern Turbulent World, August 3, 2023. The purpose of inner development. Question: is it acceptable that a psychologist works with a patient and includes the basis of Kabbalah? Answer: I do not know the tasks of a psychologist, but I know that no psychologist can work with a person in the Kabbalistic field in his inner mental and spiritual scope. We do not offer ourselves to psychologists and do not try to attract them to come to Kabbalah and try to help us in any way. Our task is to reveal to a person the need for his inner development so that he can feel the Creator, attain him, and based on this develop further. From Cab TV's Kabbalah in the Modern Turbulent World, August 3, 2023. Kabbalah is a patent for endless pleasure. Question: on the corporeal level, the Creator gives us all kinds of pleasures from money, power, honor, and knowledge. What pleasures does He give us in spirituality? Answer: spiritual pleasures are absolute. They practically do not end and are not limited by anything. To the extent that you have a desire, you can absorb these pleasures and feel that you are being fulfilled. If in our world the light enters the desire, gradually extinguishes it, and the desire disappears, in the spiritual world it depends only on the extent that your desires coincide with your capabilities. As much as you can be similar to the light, you will be able to receive it. Question: in principle, is the wisdom of Kabbalah a kind of patent for ideal endless pleasure? Is the patent actually receiving pleasure for the sake of the Creator? Answer: yes, otherwise you will not be able to be fulfilled, because if the pleasure is for your own sake, then the light will immediately disappear. This is the entire meaning of the wisdom of Kabbalah: to come to a feeling of infinite pleasure. From Cab TV's Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, July 30th, 2023. There is no cue to the Creator. Question: the Creator brings us closer to Him very unexpectedly. But what should we do at a time when we are far from Him? Is patience necessary? Answer: it depends on you. There is no cue to the Creator. Whoever wants to be closer to Him, adheres to Him and achieves it. So there is no one to complain about but yourself. Question: sufferings are an egoistic sensation in the material world. How can we raise them to the level of spiritual sufferings? Answer: start suffering from not loving others. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, August 9, 2023. Habit becomes a second nature. Microdoses of light that sustain life. Question: according to the law of the first restriction, light is forbidden to enter the desire if it is not ready to receive it correctly. This is how it was originally intended, that is, the first restriction is the prohibition to receive pleasure for yourself. Is it possible to see where this actually happens in our world? After all, people are receiving pleasure for their own sake? Answer: yes, but they receive pleasure only from microdoses of the upper light. We were left with these microdoses so that we could exist by reaching for something, running for something, doing something, and passing it on to each other. But the law of the prohibition of reception, the law of the complete bestowal, does not apply to these microdoses. Therefore, we need to understand where this law works and where it does not. Question: in principle, the Creator is concealed from us, and we are given some small pleasures so that we have the energy to do at least some actions. What does concealment mean? What is forbidden to receive pleasure from? Is it the connection with the Creator Himself? Answer: it is forbidden to receive pleasure from the Creator Himself, from the light for your own sake. Therefore, He cannot be clearly revealed within us. From Cab TV's Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, July 30, 2023. We do not care about children's tears. Comment: Mark writes, "Dear Michael, how do you feel about Dostoyevsky's famous phrase, 'The happiness of the whole world is not worth one tear on the cheek of an innocent child'? We all learned this at school. We were brought up like that. And the result is that we do not care about children's tears. Why are we so terrible? There is so much pain around children." My response: because we are like that. Question: why doesn't even the fact that we bring children so much pain not stop us? Answer: no one stops us. Comment: children played quietly in the sandbox, went to all sorts of clubs, and suddenly there is no sandbox, no clubs, nothing. This is what we did. For what? What did we want? My response: what do we want? Power. It does not matter at the expense of what. This is the law of nature. Question: will we treat our own children the same way if a power were taken away from us? Is it all from the same foundation that you keep talking about? Is everything from there? Answer: yes, from the same egoism that the Creator created, which we must constantly feed. Question: that is, our attack and resistance should go to the point of egoism. Why do we not come to that? Answer: we cannot get to it. Only the Creator can reach it. Comment: but we can at least understand that this is the basis of all troubles. My response: no, we also cannot recognize it to such an extent. Question: so what are we going to attack all the time? Just something around? Will we be trying to change someone? Answer: yes, we will be appointing someone responsible, someone guilty. Question: will we be changing someone, executing them, putting them in prison, and so on? Until when? Answer: until when? As long as the world exists, while the earth is still spinning. Question: how will I see this? Answer: I do not know if you and I will see this. I am very realistic about humanity, its nature, and its capabilities to rise above nature. Question: are there very few of these capabilities? Should some kind of miracle happen? Answer, yes. Question, is a miracle something that is not in our power at all? Is this called a miracle? Answer, yes. That is, it is only in the power of the upper force. Question, how can we ask it? Answer, want it. We only have desire. If we wish to change the world will change. Question, the world around me? Answer, yes, the world we are in. Comment, in principle, everyone wants to change the world. My response, no, they do not want to. They do not understand that in order to do this, you need to want, really want, to support each other, so that together, with our joint desire, we would force the world to change. Question, would it actually force the Creator to change the world? Answer, yes. Question, do you think that a person's desire to have a warm, good, kind, and loving surrounding is not that desire yet? Answer, no, it is not even a desire at all. One does not desire in this direction. Question, what is the desire? Should I have the recognition that I am bad? Answer, no, not even the fact that you are bad. We do not even have to draw and quarter ourselves. We just need to understand that we can change the world if we want to. Comment, but we want to. My response, we do not want to. We do not know what we want. We must imagine a joyful, complete, interconnected world, which wishes everyone good, connection, and love, and ask nature itself for this. Question, do I have to ask, as if, for others? Is this my main message? Answer, yes. Question, am I, instead, asking for myself all the time? Answer, of course, I am asking for myself. We need to explain to people that if we ask nature to change the world and improve the world, then this will happen. Only if we ask together. Question, is this request really about changing me or about changing the world? Answer, I believe that these are related things, they are the same thing. By changing ourselves, we change the world. If we want to change the world, we have to change ourselves. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, June 12, 2023. New Life 22. The Need for Family and Coping with Male Possessiveness. Dr. Michael Leitman in conversation with Aaron Levi and experts in the field. The closest and most important relationship for a person is the relationship with their spouse. What is the impact of this relationship on a person? What is its impact on conflicts and their solution? We all naturally need a family, warmth, and connection. In the past, people passed a plot of land, a house and a profession to their children, so they kept the family framework. The extended family wrapped the young couple and protected them. But today all of this has fallen apart. We need to learn how to rebuild our relationships and fill our lives with warmth and love. In many cases, the couple encounters difficult conflicts and situations that need to be addressed correctly in order to maintain and strengthen the relationship. The power of separation is familiar to everyone, but how do you make a connection? How do we deal with life situations and connect from the place where we are? For example, how do we deal with the state of mistrust that emerges between a couple where the husband no longer trusts his wife? The key to building the bond lies in the woman's hands. She needs to strengthen him, to show him that she suffers from the situation together with him, that he really is the source of pleasure in her life and that she is as if breathing through him. She has to give him a warm relationship from the heart, to build a friendly relationship with him, to go out and walk hand in hand, to spend time together. Men naturally feel a kind of possessiveness in relation to their partner, so the woman should show her husband that she is totally devoted to him and to the family. It is worthwhile to initiate pleasant conversations about things that arouse a feeling of sharing and communication, to create a warm and good relationship with the extended family of the partner and to always remember this principle. Love will cover all transgressions. From Cab TV's New Life 22, The Need for Family and Coping with Male Possessiveness, June 26, 2012. This summary was written and edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Michael Leitman, on Quora, is world unity possible? The more we develop, the more problems and crises we encounter, and their purpose is to lead us to the realization that the only way out of a total collapse is through unity. World unity is not only possible, it is a nature-set condition to which we all evolve. While we currently experience the path to unity without awareness of this goal nature has set for us, and we thus feel more and more negative situations enter our lives, if we start learning about how nature develops to greater and greater states of unity, and scrutinize how we can align ourselves with such development in a balanced and harmonious manner, then we can switch our path to world unity, instead of a path of suffering. We would head on a path of increasing delight and awareness. We would thus be wise to search for how we can embark on a positive developmental path to unity. If we make such a shift, our eyes would open to a new method of correction of human nature, one that changes our egoistic natures to their altruistic opposites, and our negative connections to each other would become positive and balanced with nature. We would then become rewarded not only with total safety, comfort, happiness and confidence in this world and on this planet, but we would discover a whole new level of existence, one that is eternal and perfect. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.